So welcome to Love Heals Cancer and ZenOnco.io. I'm Aastha from ZenOnco.io. This is a cancer healing journey talk where we invite speakers who have gone through cancer, maybe as a patient, caregiver, or survivor. These CAJs are very close to our hearts because many patients tell us that when we listen to other people's journeys, it inspires them. It helps boost their confidence and gives them hope that if others have been able to successfully beat the disease, then why can't they? So thank you so much for joining us today for our CSD talks. And so can you introduce yourself and tell us how did your journey start?
Hi, how are you? My name is Vera Ventura. I'm a breast cancer support coach, and my journey started in 2019 when I was diagnosed with bilateral breast cancer. So that means breast cancer in both breasts when I was 39 years old. It turned out that it was genetic. It was a genetic predisposition that I inherited from my father and then maybe my grandmother. And they're very prevalent in the type of culture that I was coming from, the Jewish culture. There's a lot of prevalence of this type of genetic mutation. So I was diagnosed with this mutation, which caused this breast cancer on both sides. And then I had a double miss. I went through a lot of chemotherapy. And I also did the double mastectomy and the reconstruction. And then last year in 2021, when I thought I was done with everything, I was having really, just a hard time walking and I couldn't really move. You know, I mean, I had already had a lot of surgeries, but this was very different. I was having a lot of pain in my head. And then I ended up passing out and basically almost dying. And it turned out that I had a big tumor in my cerebellum, so lodged in my head, that was preventing blood flow, and that could have eventually led to death. I think, you know, I'm really grateful that the tumor was removed and I was able to heal after that. But the breast cancer had at some point metastasized into my brain. So I guess, you know, the journey was a little longer than most people who maybe just have breast cancer, but it turned into stage 4. And so, yeah, it's a very aggressive form of cancer. So that means every day I have to take action to just stay really, really healthy. So I do that through diet, through exercise. I take certain supplements just to stay really healthy and do everything I can on this side of the earth. You know, I mean, I don't know what your belief is. Maybe you come back or reincarnated, but you know, I just want to do everything I can right now on this side of the earth, to make sure I can live, you know, to have a long life.
Right. You are truly a warrior. So, like, I have a question. Like, what was your first reaction when you got diagnosed, and how did your family take this news?
When I was first diagnosed, obviously it was a shock because I was very healthy. I had not had sugar or flour for 18 years. I don't drink alcohol. I meditate daily. So, you know, I am a yoga teacher. So it's a bit of a shock when you get a news like that. And at that point, I had my children. I have 2 kids. My husband was away in another country. He was in Saudi Arabia working. So I didn't really have him to talk to right away. I did end up calling some friends. I did not call my immediate family because I don't have a tight relationship with them, but I called friends who had been diagnosed with breast cancer as well. So I really called on using my friends in that time. I wouldn't say my family was the most supportive in that role. Not that they were negative against it. It's just they didn't give me that support. My husband's family was really there for me in many ways, but I think you have to find who's going to be that support. And it may be your family, it may not be your family, but who's going to be your support during that time. But of course it was a shock, but then that shock turns into like, okay, now what? Now, how do I walk through this?
Right. So what all treatments did you undergo?
What treatments did I undergo? So I did the a lot of chemotherapy, which I didn't want to do at all, but I ended up doing chemotherapy and a double mastectomy, and I did a reconstruction called a deep reconstruction, which is where they take this your own skin and make breasts out of your own skin instead of implants. I also did brain surgery, and then I also got my ovaries removed, and I did radiation. Throughout that whole process, I did do natural supplements and other things to help alleviate some of the effects of the treatments.
Okay, so that was I was about to ask you that what all major side effects did you experience or any comorbidities during the treatment?
Well, I mean, chemotherapy is very difficult on the body because it destroys your good cells and the bad cells. So you experience a lot of nausea, you have trouble going to the bathroom, a lot of exhaustion and weakness. You lose your hair. So there's, if you just look up the type of chemotherapy drug that you have, you're going to see a lot of side effects because chemotherapy is a solution that is beneficial, but then also extremely not beneficial to the body. Most times the pros outweigh the cons, but there's a lot of cons. So there's a lot of side effects, and but there's ways to alleviate some of those side effects by diet and certain supplements as well.
Okay, yeah. Did you try any alternative treatments or complementary treatments?
Yes. So especially during chemotherapy is a really important time to try alternative treatments because the whole idea is you want to get the chemotherapy in your body, have them dump it in there, and then try to get it out as soon as possible after that. So it's a rinse and repeat. So there's certain things that you can do in between treatments. For instance, one thing you can do in between treatments is using coffee enemas. You can also use something called chlorella and activated charcoal. Those all help with they're binders and they bind to toxicity, and then you can like basically poop it out. And then also during chemotherapy, it's recommended to fast during chemotherapy, so your body goes into a bit of a starvation mode, and that will protect the good cells, and that means the chemotherapy is more likely to kill the bad cells. This is more popular in Europe than in America, but it's something that's becoming quite in the holistic communities quite standard. After you do chemotherapy, after you do your treatments, it's beneficial to take certain supplements like frankincense or myrrh, and also glutathione, which is the body's most powerful antioxidant that helps restore the cells and helps repopulate your body with good cells, because cancer is inflammation of the cells. So the whole idea is to kill the bad cells, but we want to repopulate our body with good cells.
Right. So I had a question that how did you manage your emotional and mental well-being during your entire journey?
So I feel very connected to God. I feel very connected to God and also to people in my life who have gone through the journey. So I recommend having some sort of spiritual practice that to be grateful. And I don't know where you're listening from or what the situation is with your healthcare and where you're living. But for me, I was very grateful for where I was. Happens to be one of the best places for, diagnosis of cancer. So I was grateful for that. So I think when your mind starts to go into negativity or anger or why me, it's an important opportunity to flip the switch and change it into more positive energy and positive vibrations, because any low energy or low vibrations or negative energy can impact your body and can even impact your cells. Stress and anger all feed inflammation in the body. So whatever's going to help reduce stress and anger or resentment or fear is going to be beneficial. So some people do meditation. I love meditation. I do it daily. Yoga, some sort of connection to some sort of spiritual something is going to be helpful.
That's great. So like what were the things that worked best in your treatment and in your journey?
What do you mean?
Worked me best. I mean like what things helped you the most during your entire journey?
Well, I think, continuing a meditation practice was really important. Detoxifying after treatment was really important. Getting back into my yoga practice during treatment. I never stopped doing yoga. Maybe it doesn't look like the kind of yoga I can do now, but I never stopped trying to stretch and moving my body. Yeah, exercise, even after having, surgeries, I still could get up and walk around and just take care of myself, and not just be at the hospital and wait for everything to happen for me, but like to actually get up and move, was important.
Okay. Like apart from yoga and meditation, like what major lifestyle changes did you undergo?
I haven't been that dramatic because I was very healthy before. But I think some of the major ones is I really did stop eating a lot of meat. I would not that I was eating a lot of meat, but I don't eat a tremendous amount of meat at all anymore. I eat more beans and nuts, things like that. Also, I kind of restricted, I do less dairy. And those are just inflammatory. Dairy is inflammatory, and so are so is meat. So I don't really eat that much. I do take, my supplementations every day, and so just making sure I'm healthy, like not putting any chemicals on my body, like to look at your labels and make sure there's no chemicals. And not again, not that I was into a lot of chemicals anyway, but just like even more, like just everything super natural down to your makeup and what you're putting on your body. You go to a store and you don't think like, oh, if I buy this piece of clothing, it's going to have chemicals, but it's made in a factory. There's dyes, there's chemicals. So if you don't wash it, you're putting chemicals into your body, your deodorant. Like I don't wear deodorant, but not again. That's stuff that I would be more conscious of if I was using chemicals, but I'm not. Like, definitely don't ever map microwave and plastic, things like that. So yeah, just more mindful around like chemicals and making sure every day you're doing things to protect yourself and protect your cells.
Okay, that's nice. Like what were your top three learnings from your entire journey?
The top three learnings was number one, like I don't identify with the cancer. I don't call it my cancer or my diagnosis. I don't make that about me because I don't want to own it. So that's number one. Number two, you'll really see who supports you in the journey. Friends, family, people that you thought were going to show up for you that didn't really show up for you. Or people that you thought, oh, they're not really going to show up for you, and then they do show up for you. So you kind of see who really shows up for you in your life. And three, just to have a deep spiritual practice is really important to know that God is in charge or whatever you believe in. But we do have to do our 1%, but the rest we leave to something greater than ourselves.
Nice. What message would you like to give to cancer patients and survivors?
That if you can, try to get a cancer coach, someone that can help you, kind of like a life coach, but for cancer. And that's what I do now. I help people, I help them walk through this journey, through this process with grace, with ease, with confidence. So, like you would hire a running coach, or if you're training for a marathon, you might want to hire a marathon coach. You would hire a cancer coach, and it's worth it. It's financially, it's a good investment. So that's what I would leave your, and if you can't afford that, there's a lot of great groups and resources. I have a group on Facebook that's called Breast Cancer Goddess Group. That's free, and we share information about holistic alternatives. There's other amazing groups, so you can do your research. There's great books out there. There's a great book called Breast, written by Dr. Christy Funk, and there's another book called Heal Breast Cancer Naturally. So there's great resources out there. So just keep learning and learning, and not just sitting back and saying, well, I just expect everybody to take care of me now that I got cancer, and I'm just going to let them just cut it out and, just move on with everything I was doing before. Like, you have to make a change, you have to make a change. And so, yeah, that's my advice.
Okay. Just one last question from you that if you have to sum up your entire journey in a single line, what would that be?
Single journey in one line. I would say have a belief in something greater than yourself.
Okay, that's really nice. So thank you so much for sharing your journey with us, and it was really inspirational, and it was great listening to you, and I'm really sure that it would help so many cancer patients and caregivers out there. So thank you so much for participating in today's CHJ Talks.
Thank you.
Yeah.